All right, I'm sure you guys have heard me talk about my obsession with ThredUp, right? If you haven't checked them out, what are you waiting for? ThredUp is the world's largest online consignment and thrift store with up to 90% off estimated retail price. 90% off. They have a huge selection from over 35,000 brands like Madewell, Banana Republic, BCBG, Steve Madden, Kate Spade, Lululemon, Coach, and more. Plus, if you go to ThredUp.com/DuBro today, you'll get an extra 30% off your first order using code Heather. What'd you think about it?
I'm obsessed with it because I hate shopping, first of all. So it's so nice to be able, and I can't shop online. So it's sort of like a catch 22 for me. But they offer just brands that I would never even think that I actually could wear.
Isn't that
pull
amazing?
Off.
Oh, totally. And what I think is so great about it is that if you're looking to update your wardrobe and you're on a budget, I mean, especially we've been talking about the DuBro diet and how many people lose
right.
weight and they need more clothes, this is an amazing way to do it. ThredUp makes it easier than ever. They're going to send you a bag. You fill it up with what you want to sell. You send it back to them, and then you're going to earn cash or credit the moment they process it. Now you have money to spend there.
It's genius.
You know what's so cool about it? It just reminds me of like when you have girlfriends and you trade. Like, hey, can I borrow the red dress?
Exactly.
And it's like that, except you're friends with like thousands and thousands and thousands
yes.
of people. I love it. I mean, you can find an Anthropologie skirt for $10.
Yeah, it's so affordable.
A Gap dress for $8. Steve Madden booties for $16. And a Free People top for $12. I mean, think if you had $50, how many clothes you could buy.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Plus, they add thousands of items every day, and they have good filters. So you can, like, type in what your size is, what, you know, kind of clothes you're looking for, what colors, that kind of thing. Then they will show you exactly what you want to see. You could shop, check out, you're done. By the way, you would be amazed what's on there right now. I just saw this adorable Alice and Olivia dress for only $30.
That's crazy.
Well, the estimated retail is over $200.
Yes, that's insane.
Amazing. It looks brand new. Oh, my God. Amazing. If you like to shop like I do, you need to check out these deals on ThredUp. Plus, if you sign up now, you're going to get an extra 30% off your first order at ThredUp.com/DuBro using code Heather. Make sure there's no A in there. It's ThredUp.com/DuBro. That's ThredUp.com/DuBro for an extra 30% off today. Heather DuBro's world, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. Or I should say it to me. Welcome back,
yes,
Heather.
Seriously.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How's everything going?
I'm exhausted.
I know.
In such a fabulous way, I'm exhausted. Before we get into everything, I want to tell everyone about New York and the whole book launch and the whole deal. But before we do, two things I want to say. Number one, we're doing a book signing at Mall of America Saturday, October 27th. That's this Saturday from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Southeast Court location. This is very fancy, but they're giving out wristbands.
Oh.
What's so funny is when Chrissy Teigen was doing her, she was doing a book signing like at the Grove or something.
Yeah.
And I saw her post like, they're giving out wristbands. There's only a certain amount. Don't get mad at me, whatever. And I'm like, I joked with Terry. I'm like, oh,
we're
like no one, we won't need wristbands, but apparently we need wristbands.
Oh, look at you.
Fancy.
You've made it.
We've made it. You need a wristband. So 1:30 to 3 o'clock. I think that they're handing out the wristbands at 10 a.m.
Okay.
But check Mall of America, call Barnes and Noble there. At Mall of America. And I'm going to tell you everything that happened with the book, but I will tell you it's been sold out at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Barnes and Noble has copies in stores.
Right.
Like physical copies you can in some stores. Like I know at Fashion Island, there's like two copies and you know, in Manhattan here, there's two. Mm-hmm. There's like random copies because I've been getting so many messages like, oh my gosh, I'm on Amazon, I'm online and I'm trying to get a book and it doesn't ship until like November.
Right.
So Amazon is restocking and Barnes and Noble is restocking. And actually, by the time you hear this, it may have already been restocked. So
right.
Check that out. But if you haven't gotten your book yet, go to your local bookstore. You can also check Books a Million.
Mm-hmm.
I think it still has some. I know that Powell was out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think by the time this comes out, they should have already restocked.
They should have restocked. Yes. So you can go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But we have just, I mean, thank you guys so, so much. Terry and I are blown away by, you know, the support and the love and amazing. And also, we have a Facebook page. Do you know the actual title of the – because we had a – as a lot – most of you guys know, we had a closed Facebook group of 100 people that went on the Dubrow diet who all lost between, I think, 35 and 86 pounds.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's been amazing. And sharing recipes and helping each other, it's been beautiful. So that's their private one. So what we decided to do was an open one that a lot of them have come over and joined.
Right.
So they can give you their hints and tips and suggestions. But the new one is?
So it's facebook.com/the Dubrow diet.
Okay, facebook.com/the Dubrow diet.
Yes.
And we're over 1,000 people strong there now.
Yeah.
So get on there. And Terry and I just posted a video on there. We're going to continue to do so. We're going to be active. If you want to ask us questions about the diet or how to get through certain things, this is definitely the way to go because we're building a community here for the Dubrow diet.
Yes.
And then also there's the hotline. So 949-439-5159. You can leave questions for Natalie, for me, for Terry, for the Dubrow diet, for anything.
Yes.
Oh my God, I love you guys so much. So, we get questions sometimes about do you and Natalie talk, and then when you sit down to do the podcast, you're just rehashing.
Right. We used to.
Mm-hmm.
We used to talk all the time. And then it was sort of like, it wasn't as
spontaneous.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't getting like my reactions. I wasn't getting the reactions that I wanted out of you. So then we just stopped talking.
Yeah. So now, even though we talk every day, we don't talk about certain things.
Exactly.
Like we have not downloaded about New York.
Nope.
Have we downloaded about homecoming? No.
I don't think so.
No, because we left.
We had to do doubles that week.
Right.
Yes. So no.
Okay. So the last time we actually sat down was right before homecoming.
Exactly.
Okay.
But wait, can I say something really fast about the book?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone knows about this damn post.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that.
I just want to clear this up, okay?
So here's the backstory. Natalie put a post up of her before and after body, before the Dubrow diet and after the Dubrow diet. She looked smoking hot after. By the way, you looked pretty fabulous before. She was holding a phone.
Okay, so this is the thing, right? So, I mean, I got reamed a new one about this dang post, okay? So the whole point of the post was that I'm a small frame. I'm 5'even", okay? So when I gain even 10 pounds...
It shows.
It shows. By the way, and I become incredibly exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing fits. And by the way...
It's depressing.
It is. And by the way, whether or not I was a size 6 or an 8 and then down to a 4 or 2, doesn't matter. For me, it really affected me. So for the people that are like, this is such a bad message to young girls and all that, it's like you weren't... In my shoes, you don't know how I felt. You don't know how that affected literally my life, my relationships. They're like, how does that affect your relationships? It does. I'm sorry. You become self-conscious. You become depressed. Like, and again, I fluctuate a lot. So people were saying, well, this can't be true because you just talked about your, you know, how you're not feeling at your best. And it's true because I've been incredibly honest about my personal journey with my weight with everybody.
Right.
Because it's the reality of it. And that before and after was when I was super hardcore doing the Dubrow diet. Yes, and everyone's like, you were doing keto. Unless you read the book, you don't understand how you can use different types of diets or whatever it is within this because it's a lifestyle, right? So for me, and in the book, you'll see how you can substitute a lot of foods, right? You can do a lot of things. So when I was doing it, I was hardcore Dubrow diet. I mean, I was using, you know, your guys' tools and everything that you guys pretty much talk about. So, and what the whole point of the post was pretty much me saying, this was when I was doing it and I saw results. Right now I'm fluctuating, right? Like I've talked about it. So it's just, and then the phone, right? So I had
the crazy thing.
I had the new phone in my before and the old phone in the after. Our hotline, which we've had
went crazy
for 2 years, right? No. Our hotline is the 8 Plus. So it's an old phone.
Right.
We've had this phone for 2 years. So I used the old phone. Like, why is this such a huge
deal? Just to understand, people thought that her before and after were flip-flopped.
Right.
Because she had the old phone in the after.
Right.
But that was just the work phone.
Exactly.
And you took the picture on that.
Yes.
I'm going to say this also, because you were just, what you said I think was important. Like people, it doesn't really matter where you start. Some people on the diet in our control group lost 30 pounds.
Right.
Some lost 86. Some lost 40, 50, whatever. But it's also great. My weight has been pretty steady over the last several years. If I go up and down, it's just a few pounds here and there. You don't look in your after. It's not like you're some anorexically thin girl. You look healthy and fit.
Right.
And for you, that was a matter of a few pounds.
Exactly.
Now, it's funny. Like, you should go listen to Dr. Mrs. Guinea Pig or go look at any of the press that Terry and I have done lately, because he talks a lot about keto because he thinks it's a dumb diet.
Right.
My thing with keto and programs like that is that any diet works.
Yeah, exactly. As long as...
Any diet works. The problem for me with keto and watching you having gone through this is that it's like a balloon.
Right.
And as soon as you don't walk exactly the walk, it's like the balloon has been popped and you're out.
Exactly.
You're over it. And choking down oil, it's just not a realistic way to live. The thing about the Dubrow diet is that it's attainable and sustainable. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sometimes does life get, you know, in front of you and you like proverbially fall off the wagon kind of thing in your diet and your eating and your exercising? Yes, it happens to so many people. Mm-hmm. It happened to Terry and I for so long. But once we actually really started living the Dubrow diet, it all of a sudden became easy. And by the way, that doesn't mean from time to time we don't have our moments. What it means is we've developed this lifestyle that keeps us on the right path. So if we see ourselves moving off the path, it's very easy to get right back on.
Because you have the tools. You would know exactly what you need to do in order to get back there. And that was sort of
I loved
my
your
goal.
Post. I thought it was great. But here's the thing, and that this comes down to social media too. There's always going to be people that hate. Do you know how many comments? Honestly, not really that many. I have to say most of the comments from all of you and from everyone were full of love. And, it obviously shows by how many books were sold. It's been – the support has been through the roof. Absolutely crazy. Dr. Phil loves the diet. The Doctors TV loves the diet.
Yep.
Everywhere we went in New York, Us Weekly and Entertainment Talk, all these different places we went. Andy Cohen said to me when we were walking on the set for Watch What Happens Live, he's like, this is genius.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of support has been amazing. But here's – if you talk about like any negative things, it's like oh, you have a chef and a trainer and a this and that. First of all, I don't have a trainer. I do have a chef. That is absolutely true. But you don't need one.
Exactly.
And this control group of 100 people that we put on the diet, and even Tammy and Greg, who you've seen with us on E! News, we didn't get anyone a trainer. We didn't get anyone food services, nothing like that, because we had to show that this works for anyone.
Exactly.
And then what else did I get that was nice? I think that was it.
That's not bad.
The other thing was I got a few comments saying, save your money. This is intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So intermittent fasting is all based on this crazy science technology. There was a Nobel Prize given a few years ago for this thing called autophagy, which is basically eating oneself. The thing about the Dubrow diet is we have taken this, we called interval eating, because when you think about the word fast, to me it sounds like skinny, tired people that can't get off the couch. That's not how we want you to live. We called interval eating because we want you to eat. But what we've done is we've taken this Nobel Prize winning technology that, is out there in the zeitgeist, but we've put it in a way that anyone can do and do it easily.
Exactly. You're not reinventing the wheel. You're just putting it in a format that everyone can follow.
It's like this. You have a telephone in your house. Everyone has a telephone in their house. There's the telephone. Apple comes along and makes a smartphone. They're not reinventing communication. They're just doing it better.
Exactly.
All right. I think we have talked about that enough. But if you haven't gotten the book, go get the book. Love hearing from everyone.
Yes.
And please join the Facebook group and please post pictures, before and after pictures, and all of your results. And I think you look fabulous, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. Homecoming was great. Mm-hmm. It all worked out really well. So what happened was, I told you that Nikki was going to go to the girl's house.
Right.
But her mom was so sweet and was like, I said, is there a way I can get a picture of them? Because Terry was out of town at that charity event. And so she brought her daughter over. So I got a room at the Ritz-Carlton because it was closer to the school where the dance was. And Nikki came with me and Max in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was so cute. So I was like, do you want to come? He's like, I don't know. But he did. So I went to the gym Saturday morning. I came home and the two of them were so excited. They were like in my bathroom.
Oh, like ready to go.
Ready to go. I could barely, I didn't have any makeup on. I threw on jeans because they were so excited to get going. And yeah. I was like, all right. Meanwhile, all the parents showed up later to take pictures.
Yeah.
All dressed
dolled up.
Dolled up with makeup and eyelashes. And I like looked hideous, but what? I don't care. So I kind of care.
Clearly.
So we get there and it's just me and Max and Nikki and we check into our room and I had had all this food put out and I did tell Natalie this part because I was texting her. I'm like, oh my God, the bill.
I know.
For the food.
Did they eat it at least?
They did.
Okay, good.
But I had like meats and cheese put out. It was all charcuterie and there was crudite and potato chips and drinks and what. Soft drinks and that kind of thing. And then the three of us, we played music and we hung out and they were just very cool. They wanted to get dressed so badly.
Were they nervous or were they?
No. Excited. And then, so White Lilac, who does our flowers in the house, they were doing a wedding in the hotel.
Right.
So they came up, can you imagine this? Came up and delivered the corsage and the boutonniere to our room.
So sweet.
Oh,
they're
my
the best.
Gosh. And they were gorgeous and in these beautiful, I don't know, like plastic boxes, but like huge. Like when you think of a corsage, you think of that tiny little box that they stick. No. This beautiful big box and it was like resting on a bed of something and
aww.
Had a gorgeous matching ribbon. The corsage was stunning.
Oh, I love it.
Like a work of art. And instead of having that stretchy wristband thing, they attached ribbon.
Oh my God.
So
I love it.
So I had to do it for him because it was a little complicated. But it was so beautiful. And the boutonniere was just exquisite that Max had for her date. So the three of us hung out. And then Ashley Bello, who, you know, a lot of you might remember from Real Housewives, is my friend Nancy and Mike's daughter-in-law. And she does makeup. And Max just wanted her to do her hair and makeup. And she was supposed to be out of town. And she flew home early.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh, she's so sweet. So she arrived and these two other gals that I'd hired. And then all of Max's friends came and they were all getting dressed. And Nikki was just hanging out.
Really?
And like dying to get dressed.
So he's like the only guy hanging out with all these girls
getting ready. And they're all getting dressed. And they were the conversations were hilarious.
Really?
Oh my gosh. A whole bunch of 14 and 15 year old girls sitting in a room together. So funny.
That is
not repeatable, but very funny. And then I realized everyone was getting dressed too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So I said, okay, let's go scout out the perfect picture location.
Because
I figured that would kill 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I took all these girls. So there was, I don't know, with Nikki, it was like 9 of us.
Okay.
And we walked around the Ritz-Carlton and scouted out some places. Now, it was raining.
Right.
So, and there were two weddings going on. Oh, I felt so bad for them. But it looked like the sky was clearing, but the ground was wet. And we're like, I don't know. Because all of Max and her friends, they all had to wear long dresses.
Right.
So we're like, can we walk on the grass? You know, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So we scouted out two locations we thought would work. I mean, honestly, it was really just killing time.
Right.
So we walked around, we did that, and then we came back. And then one of the girls was like, I'm so nervous. I just need to get dressed. So they all got dressed.
Okay.
And then by the time everyone got ready, packed everything up, called the bellman to take everything out, they were all so sweet with each other. You look beautiful.
That's so nice.
I love your makeup. There was not one catty, bitchy, awful comment.
Thank God.
From anyone.
Yeah.
One girl was like, I'm putting my Spanx on.
Yeah.
I mean, and they all had very different dresses. They all looked beautiful. By the way, and I really thought age appropriate.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
Yep.
Everyone looked great. So they all get dressed and we walk downstairs and Nikki's date shows up with her mom, looking beautiful, by the way, both of them, with the professional camera.
Yeah.
And it was, and I tried to shoot a video of him seeing her and the whole thing.
For the first time.
Well, yeah, I did that thing that I always do where I clicked off instead of on.
No.
Yeah, totally missed it, but I got to see it.
Yeah.
So that was very cute. And
did you cry?
No.
Which is weird. You're a crier.
I think I may have gotten a little misty, but I didn't want to be uncool because that's a big thing with that age group.
Yeah, of course.
So I was trying to like, I
keep
feel
it together.
Yeah. I feel like I got a little misty. I didn't cry though. I also was mildly exhausted by the preceding week. And, I had all like that nervous energy of, is this going to go okay? Mm-hmm. Is everyone good? Is he happy? Okay. We need pictures. And so His date's mom, they were hosting something at their house. So I knew they had to get back.
Right.
So there was like a time element. All right. So the two of them are taking pictures. And then out of all of Max's group, there were only three boys coming. Only three had dates. The rest were all going.
As like a group.
As like a group. And which was fine. And
yeah.
Whatever. And this wasn't really a date for Max. It was more like a friend. And,
yeah. I think freshman year, though, it's totally fine to do it that way.
It was great. Yeah. The only thing I felt bad about is I wish, because we had an extra corsage, so we gave it to one of the girls, and I wish I had bought more so that they all had one. But I asked Max, and she said no, and I didn't want to do anything wrong.
Of course, yeah.
So nervous to be, the line, you know, who knows. So, okay, so we get down there. You know the Ritz-Carlton, right?
Yes.
Now, just so you know, I've been to this hotel so many times. I mean, for so many years that when I was singing with my band, we used to play down there all the time. Mm-hmm. So I've been going to this place for like 20 years, 25 years. When you walk in this hotel, there's a very long hallway. There's like a small entryway and then a very long hallway with seating areas and a fireplace and that kind of thing. The banquet rooms are all downstairs. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the end of the hallway, there's a bar that looks like a library. And to the left of it is a restaurant.
Right.
The plan was I had this suite in the hotel. Everyone got dressed. We were going to take pictures. And then I had a reservation for this restaurant for the kids to all have dinner together. In the meantime, all the parents made a time to meet so they could come take photos. Mm-hmm. So here we are in the long hallway.
Yeah.
In front of the fireplace. And it's a really big, wide hallway. I'm just trying to say, like, nothing was being blocked. People were walking by.
Right.
So there's eight girls, there's three boys, and then Nikki and his date. So that's the group.
Okay.
And we're taking pictures as they're arriving, whatever. The manager comes over to me and goes, is this for homecoming? Mm-hmm. And I said, yes. I thought he was like excited.
Yeah.
I go, yes, it is. And he goes, yeah, you can't take pictures.
What?
And I went, huh? And he's like, nope, can't take pictures. We have a lot of people here spending money on weddings and banquets. And actually, ALS was having an event there that night because I saw Augie.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. And so from afar, I didn't get to say hi, but I saw him and I saw some signage for that. But I was in the middle of, you know, taking photos illegally in the hallway. So anyway, so he's explaining to me how all these people spend so much money that you're not allowed to take homecoming photos. And so, and all the kids were standing there. I'm like, let's talk over here. So we walk over to the side, young guy, and I said, listen, I completely understand that. And I can imagine if some kids came over here just to take photos.
Right.
And weren't staying here or that kind of thing, that might be disruptive just to have a pretty background. It's not like it's a public park.
Yeah.
I said, however, we are hotel guests. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, no, that doesn't matter. I said, so hotel guests are not allowed to take a photo in the hotel?
So they're basically just saying, unless you're actually having a wedding and spending a gajillion dollars, you can't take photos anywhere on the property. I mean, because it's wait, that hallway is massive.
Massive.
Massive. You could have four different, like, walkways in. Like, it's so big.
Now, I can understand if we had gone downstairs where all the banquet rooms were, where they were having the weddings and stuff, and we were standing in front of someone's epic, you know, flower wall or someone's step and repeat or in the middle of someone's wedding. I can understand that, but this is, it's like the common area of the hotel.
So what did you do?
So I said, well, we're almost done. I was just trying to like...
kill time a little bit.
Like to, because we'd kind of taken almost all the photos.
Yeah.
And then one guy, we were waiting for the one guy to get there. So the one guy comes and then this older gentleman, another manager, comes over to me and he says, I'm really sorry, but you can't take pictures again. Huh. And I said, okay. And they were like, well, you can go outside. I'm like, but it was raining. Mm-hmm. That's why we'd be happy to go outside. And they're like, well, it's not raining anymore. And this older gentleman, the manager said, follow me. He was very nice. And he said to me, he goes, I'm really sorry. He goes, it's ridiculous. He goes, they let dogs in here.
Right.
They let this, they let that. And you can't take a picture. I'm like, I know. So he walks us all around the hotel, down, outside, and the kids were being great sports.
Yeah.
And by the way, I had a very nice conversation with both the managers. I was like, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. But I was trying to say, hey, you know, I know they paid a lot for their wedding, but
we also paid to stay here.
Right, but we paid to stay here, and we're about to have dinner here and spend more money at the hotel and whatever. So we go downstairs, we go outside, and the moment we walk outside, the guy says goodbye. He goes, thank you, whatever, goodbye. So he walks away, and these two party planners come running up to us. Is this homecoming?
Oh, no.
And I was like, they told us to come out here. Mm-hmm. She's like, we have a bride about to walk. And I said, okay, where is she walking from? Because I had seen where the wedding was set up. She goes, she's going to be walking from here. I said, when? They said, 5 minutes. I said, okay, great. I said, we're going to take pictures right here. I said, my name is Heather. You let me know. Give me the 1 minute warning. I will move everyone all the way over there and the bride will never see anyone. We would never ruin someone's moment.
Yeah.
You just give me the sign and I will shuffle everyone off to Buffalo over there. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, okay. So we took.
Oh God, that's like a wedding planner's nightmare. Nightmare. Having all and, of a sudden, all these.
And look, I've gotten married. I understand. Yeah. Oh. And I've played so many weddings back in the day. I would never ruin someone's moment. But I was like, I got, you know, all right. Okay. So we line everyone up. The sunset's beautiful. The lighting's gorgeous because it was, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Because after it rains, you know how pretty it is. And so we take all these pictures. And then I look over and I see the bridesmaids gathering. By the way, wedding, hilarious. Instead of carrying bouquets, the bridesmaids were carrying dogs with flowers on them.
What do you mean dogs?
They were each holding
an actual dog, a real dog?
A real dog.
No.
And the dogs had flowers
on
them. Yes.
Like puppies.
Like medium-sized dogs.
Stop.
One of them was holding two.
Stop.
Swear to you.
How many bridesmaids were there?
Three, I think.
Oh, okay. So it's not like there was like
wasn't
six.
12 dogs.
So it must have been all of their dogs. That is
It was hilarious. Anyway, so they gave me the sign. I moved.
Maybe because it was raining, they didn't want the dogs to walk on the thing.
No, there was no bouquets, though. They had the flowers were on the dogs. I swear it was
purposely.
It was purposely done. So all the parents were there for the homecoming thing. And by the way, to explain to the parents how to get outside in this convoluted path they took us on was crazy. But they all came out. We all took the pictures. She gave me the sign. I moved everyone over to the side. And Kat and Coco showed up by then. And I'm like, shh, shh. We moved everyone to the side. The bride walked. And then we tiptoed
out. Oh, my goodness.
Went upstairs. And then the kid, they all had dinner together.
Yeah.
Katarina left. Because she had somewhere, she had a party to go to. And so Coco and I had dinner right there, not near them, but like in the same restaurant, but off to the side. While because I wanted to make sure everything was okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't
going
to leave them, and I wanted to make sure they get in the car okay and the whole thing. Anyway, so Coco and I sit down to have dinner, and now we've taken all the pictures and everything's fine. Thank goodness I didn't bring like a professional. Oh, one of the moms brought her, I mean, it was like her best friend's daughter.
But she does professional photos.
And so she came with her camera. Yeah. And she's not a professional photographer. Uh-huh. She just is into photography.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what was bothering. I'm like, she's not a professional. She's her, you know, friend's daughter. Whatever. They're like, no, no, you can't take any pictures. It was crazy. All right. Finally, we get all that done. The kids all sit down for dinner. Coco and I sit down. I am so ready for an adult beverage by this point. So I'm having a glass of champagne and Coco and I are sitting there playing Sea Battle, which is like the phone version of Battleship.
Yeah.
I love that game. Yeah. Mildly obsessed. We're playing that. And then I ordered this soup. They had this soup called, it was miso soup, but it was chipotle miso.
Oh, yum.
Right?
Yeah.
So I order a, now you understand, I've been freezing cold all day because the room was freezing, the outside was freezing, I'm exhausted, I'm so excited for my bowl of soup. They bring it to me, and I take my spoon, and I put it in my mouth.
So hot.
No, so the cold. Spoon.
Oh God, what?
Are you ready?
No.
Was dirty and encrusted with old dry cheese.
What?
Yes, they gave me a dirty spoon.
No.
Yes.
But it was already in the soup. How did you know it was dirty?
No, no, it was.
Oh, on the side. It was the next
soup,
to
the
it.
No, no, the spoon was on the side. I didn't look at it. You know, I didn't have my glasses on. I wasn't inspecting it.
Right.
So I take the spoon and I put it in the soup and I put the soup in my mouth with the dirty spoon and I taste it. I felt the texture of this hard thing on the spoon.
Ooh,
and then I
vomit.
Then I put on my glasses to look and I was like, oh my God. So I called the waiter over. I'm like, spoon is dirty. Let me tell you how hungry I was.
You just drank it out of the bowl.
No, I didn't because I was too grossed out. But they made me a new one, which was fine. But I'd be so grossed out, like the appetite would be over. But they brought me a new bowl and I totally ate it. And it was delicious. I have to say their food was so good.
That's good.
Put the spoon.
No bueno.
And then you want to know what's so crazy. This guy comes up to me. I'm sitting there with Coco. I can't remember his name, but he's so cute. This guy walks over and he goes, oh my gosh, Mrs. Dubrow, hi. And I said, hi, how are you? No idea.
Yeah.
He goes, we met in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
He goes, because the place we stayed in Puerto Rico, the Ritz-Carlton El Dorado. By the way, there's two Ritz-Carltons in Puerto Rico. the regular one and the one El Dorado. So the regular one is kind of near the airport, I think. And then there's El Dorado, which is in the jungle. I don't know what the status of it is after the hurricane, but I'm telling you, it was the one of the most spectacular vacations we've ever had. Mm-hmm. What an amazing property. The staff was incredible. So he was from Spain, but he was working there. And after the hurricane, they sent him here to Orange County.
Oh, to Dana Point.
And he was so adorable. And so he was like, oh, it's so good to see you. And isn't that so sweet?
That is so sweet.
I didn't tell him about the spoon. I didn't want to ruin the moment.
No, I wouldn't either.
So then the kids were done eating dinner and I put them on the bus thing, you know, the party bus thing. I came on the bus, took one picture, much to Max's chagrin, took one picture and sent them off.
Oh my goodness. How fun though. Aren't you glad you did it?
Yes. No.
They would not have had any of that had you not.
More importantly than me seeing it, Max needed me there.
Yeah.
And so did Nikki. Or else it would have been just, I think it would have been very disconnected for both of them. Mm-hmm. And now I know how to do it better.
Right.
Next time.
Right.
And you know what was really nice is that because it's a new school, I got to meet all the parents.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
So many interesting, cool parents. And a lot of them, maybe two or three of the families just moved from other states.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. One from Louisiana, from Texas.
Yeah.
So that was, I really enjoyed that.
That's good. That's sweet.
Yeah. And like I said, these kids were so nice to each other.
Mm. I mean, normally, right, you're going with the group that you like. So that's good.
This isn't really her group.
Oh, it's not?
No. Mm. She has like a few, you know, when it's a new school and she's like been doing
getting
swimming and she's in the medical magnet program. So she has like all these different, and some people she knew before. So she has different pockets of friends.
Right.
And she wasn't sure which group she was going to go with. And she ended up going with this group.
Okay.
And so they're not people that she knows as well as other groups.
Interesting.
But
they had a blast.
They had a blast.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And they were all so thankful, so grateful. It was just terrific.
Oh, good. Good.
And exhausting. I mean, I went back home with Coco, and it was really cute having dinner with Coco. I did enjoy it.
Did she like looking at them getting like all dressed up, or did she say, oh my gosh, like I can't wait for that to be me? Or was she more like not understanding what...
No, she was like, she thought it was cute. And then she wanted to go run and do cartwheels in the grass.
Oh, okay. She's like, not even.
Nah, she's seven.
Yeah. She's like really 21.
Totally. And did I tell you the part where she was reading to me and I fell asleep?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Well, that may have happened two more times. So that was Saturday and Terry was off living his best life on the G4.
So was Riley. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, yep. I know. Right. Mm-hmm. And he's texting me pictures.
I know.
Like, really? Do you want to trade?
That's great. Yes.
Trade? But you know what Terry said? I don't know what Riley said, but they went to this charity event. Do you know the name of the event? We'll look it up. But it's for this gal who's actually on the show, mm-hmm. Who has cystic fibrosis. Yeah. And Kelly Pickler was the entertainment. And Terry said she was spectacular.
Yeah.
So talented, so engaging, just amazing.
Yeah. He said he cried a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry said he cried too.
It's a beautiful foundation that Bob is... I want to say Bob was one of the first ones to help them put it together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it started off small.
Yep.
And then it's become this huge event. Busy Phillips has a new late night show coming to E! Called Busy Tonight. Busy Phillips is your soon-to-be new best friend. What we love about Busy is how playful and real she is. She tells it like it is and is extremely relatable. This show is unlike any other late night show out there, and I can't wait to sit down after a long day and just hang with Busy. The show will be on four nights a week, Sunday to Wednesday, on E! It's the perfect excuse to stay in. It'll be great to hang with Busy's Hollywood friends stopping by, and she's going to cover topics you care about with her own unfiltered opinion. She's going to play games and drink margaritas. I'm sure it's going to be your new favorite late night show. So check it out and tell your friends you're going to be busy tonight. It all begins this Sunday at 10, 9 Central on E! It's good to be busy tonight. I plan to be busy tonight, do you?
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Then on Sunday, Sunday was the day
that
we were leaving for New York.
Mm-hmm.
We had to leave actually kind of early, but do you know what I did? I got up and I used our home gym.
Oh, you did?
I did. Who knew? knew?
Who knew?
It's very nice.
Lucky you. I know.
I don't think I could do that every day, though. I need an appointment.
I know. You always say that.
I know, but it's true. I'm telling you. I tried.
I tried convincing Riley of putting a treadmill in our living room.
Are you crazy?
Or like a little like step machine.
You'll never use it.
Yes, I would.
No.
I would.
Yeah, I had it in my dorm room. You know what we ended up calling it?
Oh, God.
The towel rack.
No, I swear I would use it.
Mm-hmm. Everyone starts out wanting to use it. And then it becomes this thing that's staring at you. It's like,
I just feel like if instead of
me not
just sitting,
on me.
Instead of sitting on my butt watching TV, I could be like on a little step master.
Yeah, except what happens is you go, oh, I just showered. Or, oh, I just came home.
Yeah, maybe.
Or, oh, I'm going to have a cocktail. I'm telling you.
He looked at me like, are you out of your damn mind?
I agree.
Okay, fine.
If it fits in the man cave, maybe put it in there. All right. So we went on the trip. We went to New York. And that, so I'm going to tell you because we talked about all the restaurants and everything. So yeah. I'm going to tell you what happened. Do you want to hear that?
Yes.
All right. So we got in on Sunday. We checked into the Baccarat Hotel. I love that hotel. It's so beautiful. It's just cool. But I would love to hear other people's ideas of where to stay because Nancy was telling me afterwards that she heard people talking about the Edition Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I love the – it looks very cool, but I don't know that I love the location.
Okay.
It's kind of downtown. And one or two others she was telling me. But anyway, so we checked into the Baccarat and we went to the Polo Bar.
Okay.
And I had told you I'd only been to the one in Chicago.
Right.
It is so cool.
It is?
Oh, my gosh. What a cool place.
Food was good?
Food was terrific. And like in your drink, instead of a swizzle stick, it's a little polo mallet.
That's so cute.
It was the bread was delicious. The food was delicious. Yeah. The cocktails were good.
Yeah.
It's just such a gorgeous place. So the bars, it's not huge.
Yeah.
The one in Chicago is a lot bigger. But the bar is upstairs and then the restaurant's downstairs. And as you can imagine, it being the Polo Bar, it's all Ralph Lauren. It's
right.
Just stunning. And everyone is dressed like it's almost like a theme restaurant.
Right.
Like everyone's wearing some version of Ralph Lauren.
That's incredible.
Oh.
I wish more designers did that. Imagine like a Valentino bar or like
Armani has one.
Yeah, but like I'm talking like the more trendier.
Yeah, like a Gucci cafe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so beautiful though.
That's awesome.
And it's just very, it feels very like luxurious and rich in there. But I have to say, so many people, podcast listeners.
Oh really?
Yes. Aww. So thank you guys so much. So many people, podcast listeners, and so many people talking about the YouTube channel.
Nice.
Yeah, everyone's been loving the house tour in Heather's closet. Oh, so that's fun.
Good.
Yeah, isn't it funny we were talking about, are we going to get hate?
Yeah.
I think the comments are very nice.
Yes. If anything, they want to see more.
Right.
Like ASAP, so
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, it's cool. But people did say me, tell me that I met in New York, they were like, I like how you're doing it in sections so that we get real details.
Exactly.
Oh, and I have to tell you about the disaster going on in the theater right now. But let's save that. Yeah, that might be for tomorrow. I'm not sure because I don't know that I can mentally handle it. Stay tuned for that. Anyway. So we did the Polo Bar, which was fun. And then Monday we started our press tour.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a full day of press. And at the end of it, we met Nancy and Mike over at the Four Seasons Hotel.
Right.
So, but weirdly, our itinerary, all the addresses were wrong.
I know. Times, addresses, all of it was
wrong. Everything was wrong. Ugh. So it was a little bit of a cluster. But I have to say, even though like all of a sudden we're driving in that direction and our driver in New York, Freddie, I'm like, Freddie, why are we going downtown? He's like, because we're going to the Four Seasons. I go, no, not that Four Seasons. We're going.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of a cluster here and there. So it wasn't all perfect. However, it just all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all fine. So we met them over at the Four Seasons. We had some champagne. We had some snacks. Took a little nap. And then I got ready for Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
Now, I had not been to their new studio.
Right.
But it's in the same building.
Exactly.
Just on a different floor.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in. Now it's like there's a big area for the studio audience to hang out and have drinks. And they're actually, it used to be, instead of a green room or a dressing room, you'd be in executives' offices.
Right.
Because they had just stuck this little studio in the middle of everyone's offices.
Super small.
So now it was meant to be this. They actually have, you know, little green rooms.
Yeah.
So we go in there. Oh, and you know what? We were at that morning, we were at Sirius XM
mm-hmm.
doing Jenny McCarthy's show and Jenny Hutt. And,
how's Jenny?
And she's
McCarthy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's so good. And it was so funny. I can't remember if I told this story on the show yet about our text messages.
No.
So what happened was 2 weeks before we went to New York, Jenny just texted me randomly, Jenny McCarthy, and she was like, oh my God, I just saw a picture of you on Instagram. How do you look so good? I moved back to Chicago. I'm a cow. Help a fatty out. What are you doing? And I wrote her back and I go, douche, with the cover of the book. I go, we're coming on your show in 2 weeks to promote our book, The Dubrow Diet. She was like, no way. She writes STFU. She's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we go on her show that morning and she reads the text messages. Okay. She goes, do you care if I read them? I'm like, no. And so it was so funny. We were laughing. And we ran into Andy at Sirius.
Oh, okay, okay.
He walks in. He's like, oh, my God, two times in one day I'm going to get to see you. That's cool. It's nice. So we saw him. We did all the radio tour. Okay. So we go to Watch What Happens Live and came in, said hi, made great comments about the book. Super sweet. But originally, I thought I was going to be on with one of the girls from the show.
Right.
And as it turns out, it was Anthony Adamanuk. And he's the guy that, he's so funny. He used to be on Saturday Night Live, and he's been doing that Trump impression since the primaries.
Got it.
So he's such a talented guy. And now he's got this special coming on TV, and he was so funny. So went and said hi to him and hanging out with him a little bit. And, you know, when you go and watch What Happens Live, I was trying to remember how many times I've been on the show. 10?
I think it was like 10 that we counted.
I feel like it's 10. Because one year, I think when I was on Housewives, I think 1 year I only went once.
Right.
And then usually I went twice, but once I went three times, I don't know. It's got to be at least 10. But you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You never know, you know, if the callers, you're going to get some snarky questions.
Yeah, and who the guest is going to be. And who,
exactly.
Yeah. If you're going to sit next to Andy or on the outside chair.
Usually if it's a woman and a man, he usually puts the woman next to him.
Okay.
Usually.
Okay.
I can't remember a time when it was flipped, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I don't know. I had no idea.
Were you nervous though? Because you hadn't been there in a bit?
I think I was, before we left for New York, I was kind of going back and forth like, I don't know, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Is this going to be fun? I don't know. I'm probably a little nervous because you don't know what they're going to ask.
Right.
But weirdly, the moment I got to the studio, I was just so excited to be there.
Yeah.
And I was excited that Mike and Nancy got to be there, and they sat in the chairs on the set, and we took pictures of them. It was so, so cute. And then as I'm getting ready, and Anthony, one of the producers of Watch What Happens Live, is standing next to me. This man can whip out his phone so damn fast. I had a drink, because they always make cocktails. Yeah. I had my drink, and I spilled it, weirdly, like where the makeup mirror is, and underneath it on the floor was a power strip.
Oh.
With like everything plugged in, my flattening iron and everything, because I do my own hair and makeup. So my flat iron was plugged in and I spilled it everywhere. Like I almost electrocuted myself.
Oh, God.
But Anthony pulled out his phone and videoed me.
Why?
Yes. I don't know. He's like, did you spill your drink? I'm like, okay, great. So if you haven't seen Watch What Happens Live, you can go back and watch the episode. But I will tell you, it was so much fun.
I'm so glad. You were hilarious. No, the whole thing was so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah,
were
the
you
questions,
nervous?
I was so, are you kidding? I was underneath my sheets. Only, I think it'd get very protective of you. So I didn't want him to say anything or make you feel bad. But I thought it was so great. It was so fun.
It was really fun. It was one of my favorite appearances. Yeah. And Andy was so generous. He's always generous. But it was it was just fun.
Yeah.
Now, what was crazy is the bartender was Orpha, and she plays the second female lead in the musical Pretty Woman, the one that not Julia Roberts, but
oh my gosh,
Just Shoot Me.
I know it's that was my best friend's aunt too.
Really?
Yeah,
that's random.
We went to her house.
Laura San Giacomo, right?
Yeah. Laura San Giacomo.
See? Laura San Giacomo. Very talented girl. Anyway, but Terry loves he always to this day is like, Reach, Bev, Will. Anyway, so Orpha's playing that part of Kit. And we had tickets to see the show on Wednesday. So it was I had no idea she was going to be the bartender. It was so exciting.
Yeah.
So Orpha's there as the bartender. And then I find out that her husband in real life plays the Richard Gere part in the musical.
Oh my God.
How cool is that? And then, you know, the PR team had reached out to us, said, do you want to come backstage? And the whole thing. Anyway, so that was really fun to get to meet her. Mm-hmm. And then I'll tell you what happened when we went there. But so that was Monday night. And then afterwards, we went to Blue Ribbon.
Right.
Oh, man.
Delicious.
That food that is the best restaurant. I just love that they're only open from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m.
It's so cool.
It's so cool. We had so much fun, but we ate and we drank and it was delicious. And I think we ended up going to bed at 2:30 in the morning.
And then just to get back up.
I got up at 7:45.
Crazy.
Washed my hair, did all my makeup, and, you know, hit the trail.
Crazy.
And went, you know, did all of our appearances. And so we went to People Now, and everyone was so great with us. And what was fun was, even though we had a lot of appearances, they were spaced out nicely. I think usually because we only do 1 or 2 days. Mm-hmm. And this time we did 3 days. So there were like little breaks in between, which was good because everywhere we went, they said, hey, would you mind like ... playing this little game or doing this thing for the web? Or
it always goes over a little bit.
Yeah. So it was, but they just wanted extra content, which is, you know, so sweet and awesome for us. So we were doing that, and then we had a break and ended up going to this restaurant in the financial district called Augustine, mm-hmm. which I'd never been to before. And I need to look up what it's attached to. It's attached to this hotel next door, which I want to say is called the Victor Court.
Okay.
It's next door to Augustine. So if you just go look at the Augustine restaurant, it's right next door. But mm-hmm. I swear it's called like Victor Court or Victor something. Anyway. So our publicist was like, oh, go to this place, you know, whatever. And we're like, okay. So we walk in. Oh, my gosh. You felt like you were in Paris.
Really?
Now, you know I'm not big on French food, but this was French bistro. So you walk in and like in the front.
Oh, I'm looking at it. It's so pretty.
You're looking at Augustine?
Yeah.
So you walk in and yeah, this is it. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. It's not huge, but you walk in and there's a bar on the right. And on the bar, they had the most, you know, beautiful things. Like, you know how when you see a bar, they've got that thing with the maraschino cherries the cut oranges. And their stuff was beautiful. It was slices of dried blood orange and the most beautiful toothpicks and everything. And then there's seating in the bar area. And then the bulk of the restaurant is next to it. It's all like one big room, but it's divided by this little, you know, half wall kind of thing. So we were going to sit in the main dining room because I usually like to sit in the main dining room. But in the bar, there was a perfect little corner table boothy thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's just sit there. So I'm like, okay, great. So I sit down and Terry's like, I'm going to go to the restroom. And he's gone forever.
Oh, no. And but he's probably on his phone or something.
No. When he came back, he's like, oh my gosh, do not go to the restroom until we're done because it's so far.
Oh.
And he's like, but you have to see next door because it's amazing. So, all right. So we ended up sitting there. The maitre d' was so lovely. And it was so funny. Like, you never know who watches your shows or listens to you or anything. I would say this gentleman's a little bit older, French, lovely, handsome. And he was seating us and Terry leaves to go to the bathroom and he leans over and he goes, you're so pretty in person. I'm a big fan. And it was so sweet. But I never in a million years would I would think this man knew who I was.
Yeah.
Oh, so lovely. And so we decided to sit in the bar. And he goes, oh, good. That way I can keep an eye on you.
Oh, that's so
and they made us these gorgeous. We were very into tequila lately in general and on this trip. So we got these skinny margaritas. And they put them in the most beautiful cut crystal glasses with this, like I'm saying, like. The garnish was just epic.
Yeah.
And then on their menu, the menu looked amazing, but you know, we were eating, we knew like we were trying to space out obviously because we interval eat, you know, how we were eating, but the menu looked too good. We had to do something. We're like, okay, we're on the slow track today. So we ordered, they had a thing called the lunch box and you just pick your protein. Mm-hmm. So you pick chicken, beef, or fish.
Okay.
So it was sirloin chicken, pounded thin chicken breast, like chicken paillard or bronzino. Mm-hmm. So we got one chicken and one steak.
Yeah.
And they bring it to you. Like, think of it as a bento box, but it's French, so it's not. Yeah. So one was like chicken paillard with this beautiful salad. And it came with these carrots that were like crunchy and sweet. Mm. And then this quinoa salad on the side. It was so good.
Yeah.
And then I was not going to eat bread at this particular meal, but they put the basket down and said it's from Balthazar.
So you're like, we have
to. Oh, well, if you're serving me Balthazar bread, must have. Delicious. Mm. And then because we had a little tequila, our next couple of interviews were so fun. Best time. Tara's like, I think our interviews are much better on tequila.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, my God. We had so much fun and they played games with us and it was just such a blast.
I'm so glad.
Tuesday night we went to Il Molino, which is why we, you know, we're going to save everything for our calories and everything for Il Molino. But yeah, no. We went to Il Molino for dinner. It was unbelievable, as always. Now, let me say this because every address was wrong. So we went to the wrong Il Molino. He was driving us to the wrong Il Molino. We pulled up, like, this is not Il Molino. And Freddie was like, yeah, I thought you guys always go to the other one. So anyway, it was not far apart.
Yeah.
But just so you know, there's one in Midtown and there's two downtown. But right. The one that we go to, the original one, I think it's on Elizabeth Street.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go to that one, go to the, I mean, I'm sure they're probably all good, but the one on Elizabeth Street, that's where you get the real essence of Il Molino.
Yeah.
Oh, that pasta.
So it was delicious.
It was delicious.
Love it.
I had, first they bring you so much food before you even order anything, yeah, as you know. And then I had, I don't even remember what I ate. Oh, they had,
you
Nancy
had the lamb chops and the spaghetti.
I had lamb chops and I was trying to think what I started
that
with.
That you did tell me before.
Yeah, I had lamb chops and I had, I like the pappardelle with right. pomodoro sauce. But Nancy had the stracciatelli, you know, the Italian wedding soup
oh,
to
yeah.
start. And I tasted it. I'm so going to get that next time. I started with a salad.
Okay.
Because I felt like I needed some roughage because yeah. everything was clogged at this point. So we did that. And then on Wednesday, we did, again, more press all day. And then we went to dinner with my family.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
At Quality Meat. So much fun.
Yeah.
So it was Nancy and Mike and my mom and my aunt and uncle uh-huh. and me and Terry.
Yeah.
At Quality Meats, which is, you know, is our favorite restaurant. Yep. Food was divine.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is just incredible.
Yeah.
So good. And we were very excited because we were number one on Amazon and number one on Barnes & Noble mm-hmm. for a few days in a row. Yeah. And we were celebrating. So we were drinking Krug and we got a magnum of Silver Oak Cabernet. Oh, so good. And then we went over to the show mm-hmm. and we saw Pretty Woman. And oh, did I have a moment of love. Talk about a cheat day
yeah.
with my Pringles and my Twizzlers. Oh, it was so good. And then afterwards, we went backstage. Orpha met us, and we got to meet the whole cast, and we took pictures. And oh, my God, these are – they are so talented.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I will tell you, though, Orpha.
Yeah.
So everyone's brilliantly talented in this show, but I'm just going to tell you something. When Orpha opened her mouth to sing, I was
blown away.
Blown away. And I'm not just – I would just tell you everyone's talented.
Yeah.
This woman is
and
beyond.
She wasn't – technically the lead.
No.
Yeah.
Incredible. And the gal played lead was fabulous.
Yeah. But she just had something about her that... Yeah.
This woman is just, it's like, she is just spectacular.
She moves you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Yeah. I think she's going to come out to LA. I want to have her on the show.
Oh, fun.
I love, and she's the coolest chick ever.
Yeah, she seems super
She's
rad.
Super
yeah.
down to earth. She's super cool. So we went backstage. Russell Crowe is backstage.
Ooh.
Short.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's so hot. Oof, I would just...
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Maybe it wasn't his good day.
Don't know.
No, I'm obsessed.
Really?
Oh, in his voice and... Oh,
oh I like his voice. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah, no. Mm. Didn't do it for me.
All right.
Yeah. Had he been walking down the street, not sure I would have recognized him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that.
But what a talented, amazing guy. Don't want to be mean about him. That's okay. Don't we all have a type?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your
Although
type?
I wouldn't have said Terry was my type, to be honest with you.
Right. So then who's your type?
I don't know. When I meet him, I'll let you know. But how much fun to go backstage. It's
yeah,
just,
that's
so cool.
That's cool.
And then we went to the Baccarat bar mm-hmm. afterwards, and we were drinking champagne and having yes. so much fun. And then Thursday, we went into Barnes & Noble
mm-hmm.
and saw our book. On the new release table.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Is that the coolest thing
yeah,
ever?
That really is.
I mean, I have to tell you, and I don't want to cry telling you, but when we saw that our book was number one, Terry and I lost it.
Oh, yeah. It's such a big accomplishment. You guys have worked your butts off.
So we ran into Nicholas Sparks when we were at Sirius XM mm-hmm. 2, and his book
yeah,
came out the same day as ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so we ran into him and, you know, we were talking to him. And, I mean, the man writes.
He's Nicholas Sparks.
He's Nicholas yeah. Sparks. I mean, of course, his book is going right. to be number one. Not on Amazon.
That's so funny.
So funny, but what a great guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, super sweet, really. Yeah. It was cool to be able to meet him.
I mean, yeah, he's the man behind every love story.
The Notebook.
And, yeah, it's incredible. Is he married? What's his thing?
I have no idea.
I'd love to know a little bit about
that. Yeah, he was cool, though. It was fun. It was, you know, the whole thing had the flavor of excitement. And I know I was saying this before we went, but, like, out of every collaboration, mm-hmm. not including the children, yes. but out of every collaboration Terry and I have done with the books and the podcasts and the products and everything, for some reason, this one is, it's so personal for us and it's so right. special and it's so exciting that we were completely just over the moon.
I'm so glad.
Over the moon about
I'm
it.
So glad.
So then on Thursday, so we went into Barnes & Noble and we went and saw the book and then we went, we went back to the Four Seasons, mm-hmm. sat in the coffee shop.
Okay.
Because it was early mm-hmm. and they had a Bloody Mary because we needed a little hair of the dog and I had a, I can't even remember. And then we went to the airport. Uh-huh. Okay. Airport
yes.
experience.
Yes.
Are you ready for this? You know how they never get pictures of like Kim Kardashian if she's on a, does she ever fly a commercial, you think?
Sometimes, but obviously majority of the time they're private.
Well, there's a reason you don't see a ton of celebrities going through the airport. It's because they have these crazy services. So LAX started this service called like something sweets. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's a fortune. It's like you pay $4,500 to join and then you have to pay $2,500.
$1,500.
No, that's what Peter, our friend Peter negotiated to, apparently, supposedly. So if you look at, if you like look it up online.
Yeah.
Depending on the trip and if you're a member, non-member, it's like between $2,500 and $3,500 each way. Mm. On top of the membership.
On top of, right.
Yes.
On top of your ticket.
And on top of your yes. ticket. Yeah. Mm. And what they do is they have private suite. You go into the private airport, so you don't go to the main airport. They have a private suite for you to hang out with food and beverages and whatever. And then they take you by BMW on the tarmac
right.
to the airplane. And you walk up the side stairs, kind of where you leave your stroller and they take mm-hmm. it and give it back to you. Gate check, they call it. They walk up those stairs onto the plane.
Right. So you're bypassing everything.
Everything. That's a fortune.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that. But Delta has a program that's very similar. So Mike and Nancy were like, oh my gosh, we had this service. You know, the travel agent set up for us. And they're telling it sounds exactly like it.
Mm-hmm.
So we were having, you know, flight envy. So so you and I talked and I'm like,
right.
and this part Natalie and I did talk about before, but I want to tell all you guys. So we contacted American Airlines and they have a service too. So I'm just telling you, like, it's not cheap. I mean, right. I think Mike and Nancy paid $300 or $400, $500 maybe for the two of them.
$350, I thought, for per person.
I think, I don't know.
Because maybe. It was a little less than what
yeah, and we paid $900 total, something mm-hmm. like that. But let me tell you the service. So we land at LAX. We get off the plane. You don't even walk down that corridor from the plane to the airport. You get off the right where the door opens, and at the same spot where they bring the strollers,
yep.
There's a woman standing there, Shawan. By the way, loved Shawan. She was amazing. She looked at us. She's like, oh, my gosh, hi. She goes, come this way. And we're like, okay. And so they open the door, and we walk down the stairs. And Shawan's like, oh, I'm so glad you're not wearing heels. I was yeah. worried because, you know, there are those kinds of stairs with the holes in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
She was so funny. Anyway, so we walk down, and they have an SUV waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we get into the SUV, and she said, is this your luggage? And shows us a picture of our luggage. We said, yeah, that's our luggage. And then they drove us to Pete, our driver, who was waiting at this location,
like right.
down the tarmac a bit, put us in the car, waited for the luggage. They put the luggage in our car and off we went.
Yeah. The only thing I have to say is I think for what you're paying, they should have, because with what Nancy did is they basically drove you to where they unload all of the luggage.
Right.
And you basically tell them, that's my luggage. They put it in the car and then you're done.
Right.
With that's you guys, you had to wait until it actually went through the whole carousel. You had to wait a while,
yeah.
which I didn't personally like. I feel like if you're paying that much money, you should be able to have your luggage within moments.
I agree. So yeah. the Delta service, we think, is actually better. Because
yes.
with the Delta service, they flag your bags so they know where they are. And then they just pull them off, put them in your car, off you go.
Exactly.
Or they drive you to where your car is.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, with us, we were in the car waiting for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But still nice to not be standing at the baggage carousel.
But that was our travel agent that went and got the bags and brought them to you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it was Julie. Because they
why was she at the airport?
She went so originally they had given us this whole spiel of, yeah, we'll be, you know, we get the bags for you and we'll take it too. And then the day of, it was, no, we don't do that.
Oh my gosh.
And we were like, what? I thought it was included in the service.
So they don't have that service.
They don't have that service.
So why would anyone pay to do that? And,
they told us, apparently, if you're getting the service, it's because you normally have an entourage. So someone will go to the thing, get your bags, and then take it to you. But still, you're waiting until it goes through the whole system.
Which is annoying.
And
here's the other thing that you have to know, is that if you ever do a service like this, make sure you go to the bathroom before you get off the plane.
Right.
Because, you know, when you go into the airport,
you can at least stop and...
Yeah, because we have like a long drive home. So mm-hmm. that was a little bit of a fail too. But I do have to tell you, like rich people problems, right? I mean, like that,
that was
pretty fancy.
Heck yeah, it is.
I want to tell you, we felt like rock stars.
That was
cool. And I'll tell you, what I love about American Airlines. So American Airlines has, even though that part of their service is not as good as Delta's,
right?
American Airlines has this new flagship mm-hmm. thing. They have like a restaurant.
Right.
So there's a big, in their first class lounge, there's a big open area. And I don't know if business is allowed in the flagship or it's just first, or business and first are allowed in the big area and just first is allowed in the dining room. I'm not sure. So check on that if you get, you know, lucky enough to be able to do this. This is epic. So they have this open area where there's, you know, food at like a buffet, but it's all beautiful, like very nice food, a self-serve bar, but Grey Goose, beautiful champagne, all top shelf liquor, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And they have Wi-Fi and they have, you know, everything. And then in the private dining room, it's like a restaurant.
Yeah.
You sit there and you eat and you drink. So what they had that was cool, they had Krug mm-hmm. champagne on the menu. And the Krug they were serving was in splits.
Oh.
And when we were on the outbound, the gal that was serving us said, on each of the Krug bottles, there's a number. And so you get this app on uh-huh. your phone. I don't know if it's for all Krug, but there's an app you get on your phone and you type in the number, or you can just scan the number and it tells you, it pops up and it tells you where the grapes are from that particular bottle and what year they're all from.
Interesting.
It was so cool.
Wait, I think I know about this because Riley does this, has an app too, mm-hmm. but it's for all wine and champagne. You take a picture and it basically pops up.
But this was just, the Krug has their own.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, that is.
So we sat in the restaurant. Well, when we were leaving LA, we just sat there for a few minutes. We didn't have that much time. But when we were leaving New York, we sat there and we ate.
Yeah.
And this gal came in and she said, oh, I have a car ready for you when you're ready to go. And we're like, okay, because we did not arrange any kind of VIP thing on the way out because we didn't really feel like we needed it. We knew we were going to go in the dining room, get on the plane, whatever. We don't need someone to walk us through the airport. So what we thought she was doing is we thought she was going to put us in one of those little, you know, those little golf carts when they're like, beep, beep, excuse me, beep, beep, which we were very excited about. Right. We were like, oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Right.
By the way, she didn't know who we were. So we were ready and she came to get us. She's like, okay, are you ready to go? I'm like, yeah, we're ready to go. So we think we're walking out to the beep, beep trolley. And she takes us down to the tarmac, puts us in an SUV, drives us to the plane.
I'm telling you, I still think it's part of the VIP thing. It has to be.
But we didn't get to walk on that side staircase. She took us back into the airport. We walked on with everyone else.
I don't know. I think that when you check in, it informs them on your profile that you're part of this VIP service. I can't imagine that it was
at random. All right. Well, listen, here's the bottom line of the story is, if you're going to fly business or first, ask what all of your options are for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And if this just sounds like that's insane, who's going to pay this amount of money? You're probably right. But maybe you have something coming up like it's your wedding or it's a huge birthday.
Right.
Or, by the way, tomorrow we have to talk about my birthday.
Uh-oh. Why?
Yeah, because now I'm irritated again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Why do I feel like I'm going to be hearing about this for the next
no.
3 months?
You know what I decided? I'm going to purge it tomorrow. And then you're going to tell me what you think I should do. And then we're going to let it go.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
But if you have some special something coming up, because I remember when Terry and I were going on our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had never traveled like that before. And I was like, let's go all the way. Let's spend the money. When will be? I don't know if we were ever going to be able to do something like that again.
Mm-hmm.
So find out your options.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yes.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today. So yeah, so then we came home Thursday and I saw the kids and... So, yeah. Oh, and they put up signs in the house.
So cute.
Congrats, mom and dad. I'm going to cry. Number one. And they were all four. Even the twins were waiting by the door to hug us. It was so sweet. And then, so we had dinner and they hung out and the whole thing. And then Friday, Evine opened up an LA studio.
Right.
It's kind of like a pop-up. Like, I don't know how much they're going to be using it, but it was a really fun remote thing to do. So we did a few hours there, and then we took out Jose,
right?
Who works with us, and you guys have probably seen him on my Instagram story. I love Jose. And Aaron Newberg, who's a host there, and we went to Catch, and Natalie was with us, and so we went to Catch. How much fun was that?
Oh, such a good time. I feel like it just flew by, though.
Aren't they so great, though?
Yeah.
Did you know Aaron?
No.
You
well,
never...
No, I had met her, but I didn't know her.
Right.
Because you don't really get to talk to the host. It's like you're in 5 seconds, hey, how are you? And then they're out. They're on to the next show. But it was really cool to just like sit, talk to them, you know. It was fun. It was a really good time.
They're so cool. And Jose's so hilarious.
Oh, I love him.
And we ran into Justin Sylvester.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
I forgot about that.
That's right. It's because we were drunk.
Whoopsies.
Oopsies. Oh, we had so much fun, though. We're like, oh, one more round.
How
could it hurt?
Five rounds later.
Oh, I know. Whoopsies. And we ended up going to sleep so late. And then we had to be up again to do more of the remote show.
Yep.
So we did that all day and then came home. And I'm telling you, and Lindsay, I know you're going to listen to this. And this is how much I love you. All I wanted to do was put on my sweatpants.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because between everything leading up to the trip and then homecoming and then this epic week in New York and then, you know, 2 days live on Evine, I was done. Yeah. But it was Lindsay's birthday and there's no way in hell I was going to miss Lindsay's birthday.
No.
So, so came down and we come home. And I'm looking at my bed and I'm like thinking, well, I could close my eyes for 20 minutes. And then I thought to myself, oh my gosh, if I lie down, I'm never getting back up.
Yeah.
So I hung out with the kids and just zhuzhed myself, took a quick shower.
Got it together, rallied through.
Got it together and went. And we had so much fun at Lido.
That was so fun. That was probably one of the best times I think we've had there.
It really was.
It felt very special.
It felt, well, you know what? And I texted this to Riley. I'm sure he showed you. But there's something, Riley has that ability to make it, you always feel like you're a VIP.
Mm-hmm.
He always makes you feel special. He makes it an event.
Yeah, I know. It's just nothing like it when he's not there. It's just, it's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
So Riley was doing this thing. So there was 10 of us.
Yeah.
10 of us at the long, I call it the chef's table, right outside the kitchen there. So there were 10, and we had cocktails on the roof.
Right.
And then we went down for dinner. And
my ex-boyfriend was there.
Right. And so, and your ex-boyfriend, so he's the one that you guys broke up when we were in Deer Valley years ago?
He broke up with me on New Year's Eve.
He's a lovely guy. Dane. I remember.
Lovely guy.
Dane.
No, he's a nice guy. We were really young, but it was just so random. But it was kind of nice because he texted me.
You know
and he
what?
Was like,
you don't break up on like, New Year's Eve.
I know. Ugh, I know. I've had a lot of those
that's over.
Douche moments. But it was funny because he, you know, I thought him and I were going to get married. He's probably the only guy that I was like, well, no.
By the way, I knew.
I know. You did know. But he had texted me and he was like, wow, I just wanted to say that this is the first time I've actually, you know, seen your boyfriend in action. And like, this is incredible. Like, you did really well. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Thank
you're
you.
A loser.
No.
No. Yes.
No.
No.
No, no, no. I can't.
Yes.
Better stop. But
what's funny is when he came over to say hi, I said hi. And, you know, I'm good with names and faces,
but not
together. So I knew his
But I'm so glad you didn't remember because I feel like you would have been – a total
bitch.
Bee. Yes.
Really?
I feel like you'd been like, oh, hi, and then just completely like turned.
I probably would have been overly nice.
You think?
No, yeah.
So funny.
Look what you lost. Sorry.
No, but it's just so nice sometimes when an ex sees like how you've upgraded.
Oh, yeah.
It's so nice.
It is nice. That was a good moment.
Anyways, but yes, so go ahead.
Lindsay looked epic.
Oh, my
God. She was so funny. She had sent me a picture of her dress and she's like, what do you think? I go, I love it. It's perfect. It was like, it was a different color for her. Oh, no, she wears teal. It was like sparkly teal. I want to say it was self-portrait, the dress.
Mm-hmm.
Sparkly teal, sequin, short,
it's
long
so
sleeve.
Her and it's so perfect.
It was so perfect. It's a perfect sparkle birthday yep. dress. But she texted me. I'm like, I love it. She's like, my sister hates it. And I go, don't ask her. She goes, she's with me.
So
and then I think her sister said to you, like, are you competing in a pageant
this weekend? Pageant. An 80s pageant. So only a sister can tell someone
totally.
That.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I was planning on wearing, I bought these new boots. Who are those sparkly boots I bought?
Oh, God, I don't know.
They're Aldazura.
Yep.
Aquazura.
Yeah, Aquazura.
Boy, I've lost my brain.
Yes.
They're Aquazura. They're so cute. They're like these, like, sparkly booties, basically.
Yeah, they're booties, yeah.
They're so cute. And I really wanted to wear them because Lindsay's so sparkly. I just wanted to wear something sparkly and I had this cute jacket to go with it. And I just did not have the energy to concept the outfit and pull it all together in a way that I thought would be good.
No, you look
so
cute.
I pulled out the black dress with the Fendi tights.
Yep.
I called it a day. And I wore that. What was so funny was I'm wearing long sleeve tights and boots and I've got a leather jacket on and we're on the rooftop and there's people wearing shorts and t-shirts.
I know. It was weirdly humid.
I don't know. I was free. You know when you're tired, you get cold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so we did rooftop. Then we went down. So Riley is now making
tableside
cocktails. And he did this cocktail. First, he did a martini. And this is what I loved about it. And if you look on any of our Instagrams, I have to put it in the highlights.
Yes.
Did you put it in your highlight?
I didn't.
So do that so that people can see. He made...
It's in my feed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He made what he called a lemon tincture, which is like a tincture is like a mixture. And instead of squeezing a lemon in the glass, he put an ice cube and this lemon tincture in a martini glass and let it sit there. So it basically bathes the inside of the glass with that. It infuses it with the lemon and the ice, makes it cold. And then he makes this martini and they can do it regular. They can do it dirty. And he does dry ice and turns it into a slushy.
Oh,
and then he pours out the lemon and ice. So now you've just got the essence of it and pours the slushy in.
Oh, it's incredible.
Incredible. And then the other thing he did, and you're going to have to remind me some of the ingredients, but he had this other thing that looked like, if I can explain it, it almost looks like a canteen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the shape, except it's plexi.
I'm going to post it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's plexi, so you can see into it. And there were all these amazing like flowers and herbs and things and liquid in there that's being infused. So I remember he told me it was house-made coconut vodka.
Mm-hmm.
There was there was rum.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a liquor called like Mount Gay or something like that? I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Vodka rum for sure.
We'll have to find out
I'll have him tell it to me and I'll post it.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And he puts it in little shot glasses. And it's, first of all, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
But
it's just so special. It makes, instead of just sitting at the, and it's not like we're doing shot.
No.
You actually sip it. I mean, like, for example, when we were at Il Molino at the end of the meal, they bring this enormous flask with limoncello.
Right.
And they also brought us some grappa and biscotti. And you know, Nancy loves to dip her biscotti. So we were doing that. We're having so much fun. It's like it adds such a cool celebratory. It's like being at a party that someone's added some crazy element to. By the way, speaking of which, Daisy Fuentes posted something from a charity event the other night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see the dress?
Yes, with the champagne.
Yes, so yes. This girl was wearing a dress. You know, she was like entertainment at the party. And the dress on the outside had like a wire corset hoop skirt. And there was champagne.
Is that the first time you've ever seen it? I feel like you've seen it before.
I don't know, but maybe I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know, but it was so cool to see the champagne flutes going all the way around the skirt.
I bet you it's a warm champagne, though.
By the way, you just plucked the thought in my head. I'm thinking, when was this bottle opened?
Exactly.
I think it's flat.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you reopen a skirt?
But it looks beautiful.
It's so cool, though.
Yeah, it is.
I do love a moment. But that's what Riley does. He's really like making it, it's so fun. I mean,
yeah, if you guys haven't gone, you have to.
You have to
go. But go when he's there.
Go when Riley's there. When's he off?
I know. Mondays.
We never let Sunday him off. Mondays. I want to hear, but by the way, we need to find out what they're doing there for the holidays.
I know. He's literally planning it as we speak.
Okay, tomorrow we need to talk about the disaster. Think flood that's going on in my movie theater right now. Oh my God, you don't even know. It's such a disaster. Wait till you hear it. I just got some bad news while we were sitting here. So that's one. We need to talk about my birthday. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about my birthday. And and I want to tell you what I bought Lindsay. I want to tell everyone because it's so cool. I got to look up the name because I know everyone's going to want to buy this thing. This is a good gift.
Yes.
So we'll have to look that up and we'll do some more questions because it's very successful and we've gotten so many questions from you guys.
For sure.
And what else?
That's a lot. That's a lot. There and might I'm be sure 10,000 things news. Will happen between
now and there might be some other exciting news. Tomorrow. I'm not pregnant. Don't worry.
Neither am I.
Too old. My champagne wall is a disaster. Oh, anyway. So keep watching Heather's Closet on YouTube and become a subscriber because we are going to do not that many, but we're going to do a couple of very significant, cool giveaways. You're going to be able to win something from my house, but only subscribers. Subscribers. Only subscribers are going to be eligible to win. So become a subscriber of Heather's Closet on YouTube. I'm sure that we've been restocked for the Dubrow diet, so pick that up wherever books are sold. Don't forget to get your wristbands for Mall of America for our book signing, which is this Saturday at 1:00, I think. And thank you guys so much for the support. We really, Natalie and I both really appreciate it. We love getting all of your comments. And honestly, it means the most to me when we're out in the world. And one last thing, it was so funny when we were on the rooftop. Uh-huh. Because people come up to us. They're like, oh, my God. So someone said something to Riley. Oh, when they were on the plane and they went to the charity event, someone said something to Terry, blah, 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 and Natalie, and you're Riley. Da, da, and Terry's like, your girlfriend's famous. You know that, right?
It's so funny.
It's so cute. And then we were sitting on the rooftop, and this gal wanted to take a picture with me, and she was very sweet, and it was her birthday, and I was like, sure, I go, but let's, you know, go fast because it's my friend's birthday too and I'm celebrating with her. She was like, oh, okay. And she said something about, oh, I would listen to the podcast. I love the podcast. I go, that's Lindsay. She goes, oh, that's Lindsay? It was so cute.
That is so sweet.
I loved it.
I know, because we're all friends.
We are.
Yeah.
All right. Love you guys so much. We will, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.